Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. And moving supplies around the world is now critical to the recovery in the United States if it is sustained, and globally during the pandemic. Chris, Ningbo is one of the major ports in China shipping to the U.S. You have deep familiarity with Ningbo, and over these last weeks, there was the report that the virus, again, had struck Ningbo and a slowdown. Then there was a report that the Ningbo had solved the virus when he's getting back to work. Then there was a report that not yet Ningbo. So can you tell us about Ningbo and the other large ports? Have they returned to full capacity? What is the limitation of their supply? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. As of today, parts of the port facility are still closed, and parts of the city of Ningbo surrounding the port are closed, with some manufacturing being offline and COVID precautions going into place. Even more important, in the last 72 hours, the air transit out of Shanghai has also been suspended, causing an incredible series of backups and literally 20,000 tons of freight sitting on airport tarmacs throughout China trying to find passage to the Western world. But the congestion, the problems are getting severely worse as you have these intermittent shutdowns and causing chaos both to freight availability as well as freight costs to move all the goods that Americans want to buy out of China.
So China right now is neither open nor closed. It's somewhere in between, and their stories are changing depending upon whether you're shipping at Ningbo or other ports or whether you're sending by air freight. So let us turn to the other large question here at the end of August. All of Europe's on vacation, but momentarily it'll be back to the cities and the suburbs. We talked about Labor Day as back to the office and back to school. Then we saw that there were offices delaying till mid-October. The new date is January 1st, and I put this together with the Ningbo story. Are offices, are businesses hesitating because of the pandemic, or is it because they cannot get what they need to do business? The shortages, in one instance, for a part, can hold up a shipment of assembled bicycles to America. Is that delaying the return to office as much as the pandemic, Chris, in your measure?
The pandemic is causing the delay in return to office. And the other challenge is just the constantly changing conditions and what businesses are obligated to do governmentally. The lack of a clear message, lack of clear direction, clear instruction, because it's changing day by day, it's extremely difficult for many businesses to plan. What we would have said of that post-Labor Day businesses coming back to office is now definitely back past January 1. And you're starting to see around the U.S. As a vendor working with customers, things such as trade shows being canceled out through Q3, Q4 as the canary in the coal mine. The businesses are now continuing to both say to people, you can't come into the office, but also you can't travel, can't attend trade events or other. So you're seeing the early stages of another shutdown that appears.
The supply chain. That is what Ningbo points to. That's certainly what Back to the Office could point to. But now we have some headlines. Wall Street Journal, world's largest chipmaker to raise prices, threatening costly electronics. The world's largest contract chipmaker is raising prices by as much as 20%, a move that could result in consumers paying more for electronics. I connect that to a headline at the London Times these last days about severe shortages at the grocery store. I connect that to photographs you brought to my attention in the ports of America, Long Beach in particular, with the container ships stacked up. Now, in London, the London Times says the Grocery shelves are empty, not because there's not food to sell, but because they do not have what they call lorry drivers to deliver it or to make the connections to the larger retail customers in Great Britain and Ireland. The story about chip makers is supply chain. I don't know that that's a profound lorry story. But certainly what you're pointing to me is that they have a trucking story at Long Beach. So all of these elements, let's concentrate on raising prices. Was that inevitable with that chip shortage? And is that going to continue, or is that what the Federal Reserve likes to call temporary inflation?
I think what you're seeing in the chip scenario is, unfortunately, price gouging. Many, many of large silicon foundries and the large chip makers are simply taking advantage of the current situation. We received from two manufacturers in the last 2 weeks 50% price increases with the message, if you don't like it, go buy someone else's product. Because of the shortages, you have a lot of the chip manufacturers that are really tightening prices up, and you have limited options in that environment. The other parts to freight and transit coming in, as we received notices earlier in the week from all of the major global shippers saying there are no more price guarantees. It's spot pricing, sometimes 6, 7, 10 times higher on spot pricing because of the disruptions in the supply chain. All of that inflation will translate into consumer prices. So for the consumer, this is not a transitory inflation characteristic. This is here to stay and probably will get worse. The only thing that can correct some of that price inflation, unfortunately, will be an economic recession and a waning of demand as the only thing to cool off that overheated inflation.
The report from London about lorry drivers, a shortfall in the tens of thousands, and the photographs you send me of the gates at Long Beach, no trucks. I'm seeing no trucks. Maybe it was a sleepy Sunday. I don't know. But does that connect to the container ships? Have we got a slowdown in the UK that is matched by the slowdown in the US having to do with not enough trucks on the road?
In speaking to freight terminal operators and shipping companies, freight forwarders, they're all absolutely screaming about the lack of labor. And these are not $10, $12 an hour jobs. These are $30, $40 an hour jobs. The lack of labor is causing this disruption in the supply chain at the truck driver, at the package handler, at all of those points, which is causing these disruptions and further making this worse, not better.
What we have in London is striking to me because I thought it was at the retail level. Steve Morrell's chief executive of the cooperative group said it was reducing some ranges as the industry's ability to get food to shops was hit by post-Brexit migration rules and COVID-19. Now that's a combination of things. They're talking about the Brexit, meaning that there are not as many drivers now across Europe as there were before. COVID-19, we can understand. They don't have the generosity of their central government similar to what we have here in the U.S. It's a moving story, Chris, so I don't want to say it's one thing. The pandemic, the Delta surge, striking young people, yes. The worldwide supply chain out of China, parts for manufacturing to assemble finished goods to get them to the shop, yes. And then the question of trucks. We can't put them all together. So we can't use one finger and say, you're to blame. Do you see this being relieved at any point in these next months? Or are we talking January 1st as well for trucks?
I think you're talking potentially into 2023 for the trucking shortage to come back in terms of additional drivers or others. I think what you're starting to see, though, is an apocalyptic series of scenarios specifically for small business. So small business is caught between the vice of dramatically increasing prices, less labor availability and higher cost on that labor and fewer customers as people don't return to offices. So within that small business corridor, as it were, within every city, you're going to see huge disruption from this and no end in sight, unfortunately.
The item that struck my got my attention most was from London. McDonald's removed milkshakes from its menu at 1,250 outlets in England, Scotland, and Wales. This is said to be because of lorry drivers of the supply chain or shortages in every direction. McDonald's milkshakes are gone. Now, if you can hit a milkshake, you can certainly hit something larger. That supports what you're saying. We're looking at another four quarters of this. Is that the best estimate that you gave, four quarters more?
I think best estimate, at least four quarters. And if you remember at the beginning of the pandemic, you've had within, especially that QSR supply chain, disruptions where supply plants, specifically chicken and beef plants, were shut down because of COVID issues. That's going to continue to be spotty, but the shipping disruptions on some of these products now starting to kick in, especially in a milkshake environment where it's a heavy boxed product coming in, that's going to continue for the foreseeable future.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scholar Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.